huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
COVID is over. Take off your mask. Give me a kiss. High five. Give me strength. Is COVID over? For fuck's sake, give me strength. So in the BBC News this morning, there is a headline. Is COVID over? Give me fucking strength. They go from one extreme to the other. Now, I felt like giving you a warning. Here's why. Because I feel like I've been missold a load of frickin' times on whether COVID is over or not. We had lockdown 1.0. We had lockdown 2.0. We had lockdown 3.0. Each time they lured us into this isn't going to be too much of a lockdown. Then they bait and fucking switched us. Then it was Freedom Day a few weeks ago. We're all free. Everyone's free to do whatever, except you're not free. And you can't go into this restaurant unless you're double jabbed. And you can't go into this place unless you wear a mask. Except all the restrictions were supposed to have been lifted. Now, is it good news that the cases are going down? Of course it is. Do I believe what the media say? No, I fucking don't. I'm sorry. Sorry if I'm a bit of a skeptic. I'll tell you what's a bit of a paradox for me right here is, it's nice to finally see a positive headline. And now I see this positive headline and I'm like, fucking, you're mis-selling us again. So the message I want to give you is very important. You must act like COVID is not over. You must act like COVID is not over. Why? Because if you relax and think things are going to go back to normal and all BBC News said COVID is over, or they asked is COVID is over, so let's all go and skip down the street. COVID is over. Take off your mask. Give me a kiss. High five, motherfuckers. COVID is over. If we go and act like that, then we are fucked. Because they could pull the rug, lockdown 4.0, lockdown 5.0, lockdown every autumn, lockdown every winter. You can't do this, you can't do that. Oh, you've not been jabbed 85 times, oh, you can't leave your house. Caveat, 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 caveat. Sell us the news, sell us the media, make us feel safe and okay. Caveat, 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 caveat. I've seen it too many times. Now, is it easy? No. Have we ever done this before? No. Could I do a better job in the government? No, that's why I'm not in the government. I know what I am and I know what I'm not. Willis just said there, this might never go away. It might be like the common cold. Exactly. So why am I saying this to you? The paradox and the irony of the fact that there's finally a good bit of news and I'm pissed off when all I've been looking for is good news. I want to warn you because I care about you. I care about start and scale up entrepreneurs. I care about your business. I care about your livelihood. You must act like in winter we're going into lockdown 4.0, 17.0, 29.0. You must act like that. You can't relax. Now, I know that's a bit of a tough pill to swallow for some people. For 18 months, it's been really hard. I just want a holiday. You've had a 12-month holiday, for fuck's sake, on Netflix in your pants. So many people are like, oh, I just need a holiday. No, you don't. You need to shore up your business. You need to cement your income streams. You need to protect yourself from lockdowns and recessions and the fallout of all of this. It's freaking important. By the way, if you agree with me on that, please hit the share button. This message is really important to get out. It's great that everyone's back to normal and things, but they're not. They are not, and you mustn't act like that. So what can you do about it? Because I like to be a practical guy. What can you do about it? Number one is you must make sure that your business could endure a winter and spring of lockdown 4.0. You can only control what you can control. The government aren't going to listen to you. I did this little video a week ago. It went viral and a lot of people were like, oh, go and write a letter to your MP, start a petition. That's going to do fuck all. That's going to do nothing. So I can control what I can control, which is look after my staff, look after my clients, create products and services that work through lockdowns and recessions. This is vital. Control what you can control. Do not relax. Do not believe the media hype. So, could you run online events? Could you sell your products and services online? Could you turn your information into coaching, training, mentoring? Could you put more content on social media and generate ad revenue from Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives and podcasts and YouTube videos? They used to say that multiple streams of income is a luxury. Now, multiple streams of income is a necessity. And it's Warren Buffett that famously said, you need to make money while you sleep or you'll be working till you die. And right now, it's never been more vital for you and your safety and your security and your future and your freedom, your liberty. You know, liberty is not about what the government allow you to do, because some people say they control. I don't know. I'm not going to go there. But your liberty is based on financial and emotional freedom, which means if you feel free, like, for example, Nelson Mandela and, you know, Viktor Frankl, they were able to feel free in confinement of imprisonment. Of course, that's freedom. But really, the best freedom is financial freedom. Multiple streams of income, recurring income, a business that's successful through all economies, through all landscapes and through all lockdowns. This is the best way that you can create liberty and freedom. And then if you want to go and campaign and you want to go and march on the streets of London and you want to do petitions and you want to run for MP and whatever else, then you can do it because you have liberty. But I am scared for my followers, my friends, my community members across the world, that we might now start to relax. Because let's be honest, we all need a bit of good news. We do. But you've got to be careful. So, you know, there's a saying, easy now, hard later, easy later. Fucked it up. There you go. But the point is, well, I'm sweaty. The point is this, do not get complacent. Complacency for me is one of the most dangerous emotions to sit in. Warren Buffett said he's studied thousands of companies and successful people. And he said that it all boils down to one thing that ruins businesses and companies. And that is complacency. Very easy to get complacent. So let me remind you one more time, please hit the share button. Let me know what you think. What do you think is happening in the autumn and winter? Do you think we've got to get used to COVID now because it's like the flu or the cold? Do you think we're going to go into more and more lockdowns? Do you believe the media hype and the news? I'd love to know your thoughts. I'd also love to know what you're going to do about it. So I want to finish on the message of positivity. Make sure that you start and scale a business independently of lockdowns and recessions. So, you know, we could handle a recession much more in our events business, because in a recession, you can still run an events business. But in a lockdown, you can't run an events business. And it forced us to create a global online business model. So there's been many great benefits. I should be thankful in many ways for that. But to go into lockdown 4.0 or 5.0, I've got to ensure that my products and services are globally translatable, which might mean I need a translator, but it means that my real estate trainings need to be in dollars as well as pounds, and it needs to be for the US and global market, not just the UK market. That's a big change for us. We probably need a remote and global workforce, so outsourced customer service, telesales and marketing, whereas we've always been insourced. We need to really get to know the online systems and platforms. Obviously, everyone's on Zoom, but there's many more of that, and automating that process. We need to create a live experience on a Zoom. That's not easy to do. This is all the shit we've got to work on now, because you plant a seed and you don't come back the next day and go, well, where's my fucking tree? You got to plant the seed. You got to feed the seed. You got to nourish the seed. You got to do your sun dance and your rain dance. You got to give that that plant light and water and love. And you got to sing to it before you get your tree. Get ready. We could be in another lockdown in the autumn and the winter, and I just don't want people to get complacent. If I was watching my own video, I'd troll myself a little bit, maybe in a sort of slightly humorous way. Rob, you've been looking for positive news forever, and finally there's some positive news, and now you're all giving us a warning, because complacency is the death of progress. Right, hit the share button. Let me know what you think. We need to get this discussion going. How can I help you start and scale your business? How can I help you give yourself security and freedom and liberty and protection through possible future lockdowns? What do you need to know about setting up recurring or multiple streams of income? How can I help you create more impact and income, reach and revenue? Let me know in the comments and hit the share button right now, because if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Just a quick one, because I have something very exciting to share with you here. So if you're an entrepreneur in the UK,
and you want to hear some powerful lessons from founders of companies like Deliveroo, Jo Malone, and Monzo, then I really recommend that you check out my good friends at the Secret Leaders podcast. So each week they have a raw conversation with founders and business leaders who've changed an industry, for example, fertility, esports, crypto, etc., so that you can build a better business learning from these industries. So if you want to learn how to bootstrap, create a magnetic brand, get your first customer, even maybe fire one of your family members, and that has happened before on the Secret Leaders show, search in the podcast app for Secret Leaders. I'm a big fan in supporting other great podcasts like The Disruptive Entrepreneur. I listen to The Secret Leaders. I love it. Go check them out.